Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. An unprecedented Vatican summit on clergy sex abuse concluded yesterday. Pope Francis said the church needs to protect children from, quote, ravenous wolves, and called for an all-out battle against abuse. But survivors and advocates around the world are questioning whether any real change came out of it. Anne Barrett Doyle is one of those advocates. She's co-director of bishopaccountability.org and has been in Rome for the summit. And when we reached her there today, I began by asking how she feels at the end of the four-day gathering.
Well, I'm feeling quite disappointed, given the kind of remarkable discussion that's happened the past week. I mean, we had cardinals admitting to destroying files, archbishops talking about, you know, holding other bishops accountable. Everybody was talking about cover-up. It was a virtual buzzword, kind of an unimaginable discussion. We thought the Pope would do some kind of reform, but it was a weirdly negligible outcome. All that's coming out of this is the promise of a handbook, a few task forces, a very small tweak to canon law. What we needed was a universal one-strike-and-you're-out rule for abusive clergy and for their managers who enable them. And we got nothing even close to that.
Well, and I noticed that what you were describing there, when you talk about destroying evidence or covering things up, you seem to really be zeroing in on the enablers, and that this zero-tolerance policy that the Pope described wasn't perhaps strong enough in your view about not the people who were the abusers themselves, but those who maybe knew about it and allowed it to go on. Am I hearing you right?
That's right. You know, what brought this summit about was the enormous pressure brought to bear by public opinion and the media on the Catholic Church for what happened in the U.S., really, you know, the revelations about ex-Cardinal McCarrick and that appalling grand jury report that showed that there had been cover-up across the board. So it was really about the accountability of bishops, but the Pope delivered nothing about that.
You know, in the reactions I've seen from frustrated Catholics, one common theme that people have zeroed in on was the way that the Pope sort of tried to say, well, it's not just our problem. This is a broader problem
That's
in
right.
society at large. And I was reminded, Anne, of a passage in Matthew 7. This is from the NIV translation, and I'm sure it's familiar to you. This is Matthew quoting Jesus. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? And then just continuing on, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. And I'm wondering if that resonates with you, this idea that perhaps the Pope is looking at the speck of sawdust in society's eye and ignoring the plank in the Catholic churches.
Yeah, that's a very apt scripture, because this is one of his favorite rationalizations, his claim that abuse happens in all sectors of society. And he went off in an odd tangent. He even recited society-wide abuse statistics. That discussion of how, you know, parents are actually the primary perpetrators of child sexual abuse was very inappropriate and tone deaf.
You know, Anne, as we were gathering reactions to this today, we also spoke with Helen Drinan, who is the president of Simmons College here. She's the former head of human resources for Caritas Christi. She was feeling a little bit more upbeat coming out of the summit. Let me play just a little bit of what she told us today.
The World Church is a bigger organization, and when you have a meeting of this size, I think expecting a list of to-dos to come out of that, takeaways, if you will, would be pretty unrealistic.
So, Anne, a part of what Helen Drinan was getting at there was that, you know, this was a global summit, and while we've had sort of a decade-plus-long reckoning with clergy sexual abuse here in the U.S. And the same in Western Europe, there are other parts of the world where this is sort of brand new. There's been a longer denial. So, I don't know, was the bar too high, perhaps, for a summit where more basic admissions were needed in other parts of the world?
No, you know, I don't think the bar, first of all, I think the summit overall was a success because it raised public consciousness around the world. I think it awakened survivors and news outlets in those countries where this issue is still taboo. But we were looking for a universal canon law that says one strike and you're out. Is that too much to ask for? Absolutely not. but he could not even do that minimal step. He would have achieved a great deal of good doing that.
One of the key participants who was there in Rome this past week as well was Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. He, of course, heads the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, which is that committee instituted to help protect children from pedophiles in the church. And he had a pretty upbeat take when he told the National Catholic Reporter that the participants are all very pleased with the format, the content and the focus and the atmosphere among the bishops. He did say the follow-up is crucial, but this could be for the Universal Church what the Dallas Charter was for the United States, a real game changer. So what do you make of his reaction to it, and what can we look for going forward?
Well, I think his analogy is telling. The Dallas Charter and what accompanied it was a document called the Essential Norms for U.S. Bishops. It instituted a whole new set of rules that were binding on U.S. bishops, internal church law. We saw nothing comparable come out of the summit. What we saw come out of the summit was a handbook, a task force, and a tiny tweak to one canonical law. So let's absolutely retain hope, but in the meantime, work hard to hold the church accountable from outside, where it seems we have a lot more leverage as Catholics. You know, in the U.S., 15 attorneys general are investigating dioceses for potential cover-up. We have investigation by the Department of Justice. So there are huge forces of disclosure coming to bear down on the Catholic Church in the next year. And I think we're going to see increased transparency and accountability in the U.S. Church. The question is, when will that translate to the church universally?
And we know that you'll be keeping a close eye and holding those people accountable. Anne, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Callum.
That was Anne Barrett Doyle, co-director of bishopaccountability.org, joining us from Rome.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.